You're listening to SBS News.
A warehouse getting busier by the day as forklifts drive back and forth with solar panels ready to go onto people's homes. Solar for Life provides rooftop solar and batteries around the ACT, and its director Sukhjit Singh is ready for business to grow.
We welcome the federal government's new incentive to support renewables, which is very good science for our environment and sort of economy as well, to support the small businesses like us.
Renewables are in high demand, and a new plan by the Australian Energy Market Operator could see them extended further. The Integrated Systems Plan, or ISP, is used by federal and state governments and industry. It predicts how the operator sees the market moving over the next 3 decades and what needs to be done about it. There's a lot of detail in the 100-page document, which covers growing renewables, reducing fossil fuel use, stabilising capacity, batteries, electric vehicles and more. The market operator's CEO, Daniel Westerman, explains.
Australia's energy transition is underpinned by 3 things. Renewable energy, like solar and wind, firming generation, like batteries, hydro and gas, and transmission that's needed to connect and share those low-cost sources of energy.
Energy and Climate Change Minister Chris Bowen has welcomed the plan, which furthers some of the policy Labor put forward during the election.
This is a world-class document. It's a roadmap for the transmission revolution our country so desperately needs. I look forward to working with my fellow energy ministers to modernise the grid, implement the ISP and provide the country with more renewables, more transmission and more storage.
Currently, Australia is mostly powered by fossil fuels, but AEMO predicts up to 60% of coal-fired power plants will have gone by 2030. Professor Ken Baldwin from the Australian National University says it'll become cheaper the sooner the transition is made.
The Integrated Systems Plan calls for eye-wateringly large amounts of investment in the energy transition. But what has to be borne in mind is that this investment would have to be made anyway, as all the old fossil fuel generators reach the end of their lifetime.
All this follows a month of gas shortages and energy uncertainty that threatened blackouts and sent power bills skyrocketing. And it's hoped this plan will help steady the system as the transition away from fossil fuels accelerates. Energy market analyst David Leach says it's important for everyone to work together to minimise disruption.
To do this properly requires a lot of investment and a lot of support from various governments, from federal to state governments, and it's by everyone getting on the same path that we will end up doing this smoothly.
One of the biggest investments the ISP calls for is for upgrades to Australia's transmission lines. The grid, which serves Australia's east coast, will need more than 10,000 kilometres of new transmission lines to connect current and new renewable sources of power. David Leach explains.
It's about transmitting the new wind and solar farms, connecting them up to the sources of demand. But we expect to see lots more rooftop solar, but also businesses installing solar on their roofs and lots of batteries in houses, and the contribution that electric vehicles can make to keeping the grid running as well.
Renewables are also top of the agenda for AEMO. Whilst Australia has the highest per capita take-up of rooftop solar in the world, large-scale wind and solar production will have to increase ninefold by 2050 to cover for the end of coal-fired power. Electricity production will also have to be greater than it is now to make up for increased electrification of other things like vehicles. And to make up for when the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow, firming power like batteries and pumped hydro will need to increase threefold. Chris Bowen is blaming the previous government for not acting fast enough.
The sector's been honest about the pace of change in the market. The previous government was not, which has left us playing catch-up as we build out new generation. The pace of change we are already experiencing represents a massive need for new investment in flexible and firm capacity to complement renewables.
The other major factor is the nation's push to move to net zero by 2050. AEMO's plan takes that into account, and Daniel Westerman says the transition will be good for consumers.
Well, what we know is that the cheapest, most affordable and reliable sources of energy for Australian homes and businesses into the future is firmed renewables with transmission.
While the plan looks to the future, it doesn't fix some of the immediate power gaps and shortages, meaning households and businesses may feel more energy pain yet. Krishani Danji, SBS News.